Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. We have a kind of a special tonight, very short, but an update that we think is actually worthy of taking note of. The problem is with any of this stuff, how do you vet it? Some of it we can vet because we have the flights that are going evidently from Washington all the way into Colorado Springs, and that, of course, is where we have one of our major underground facilities. And why all of a sudden we're getting all these shuttle flights out of Washington to Colorado Springs is a big, big mystery. But it's kind of indicative of activity that's going on, and I understand there's a lot more activity going on around Ukraine with the Russians. We got Larry on to help us out. Larry, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. What's up?
So, I guess, why is all this happening, I wonder? You know, they do go to their underground bunkers, and if they think maybe a war is coming, or they might sacrifice, we'll say, Washington. This is a con game, folks. It's been a con game right along. It's a scripted operation. However, it's also fluid, if you know what I mean. In other words, they have their agenda, they have their plans, but the little ins and outs and how it all goes down remains a mystery until actually it happens. And anyway, what's the latest, Larry, on what's going on in, by Ukraine or around that area first?
Well, it seems we're getting a lot of reports of, matter of fact, Texas News Studio put it out this morning on an alert, and then also they put out, said intense activities around Ukraine, and now military air shuttles from D.C. to Colorado Springs, bunkers, and says NATO considers long-term military posture in Eastern Europe, and also says U.S. scrambles for European alternative energy. And then CNBC came out with an alert that Texas News Studio copied. Russia moves plasma to border of Ukraine, a sign of impending invasion. Well, then suddenly Hal Turner came out with information also. His says intense activity around Ukraine prompts U.S. military air shuttles from D.C. to Colorado Springs, Colorado, says officials possibly going to bunkers, said Sunday night special air missions began shuttle flights of high-ranked officials from D.C. to Colorado Springs. And then he also added Monday, today, Constant Phoenix, that's a nuke sniffer plane, took off from the U.K. on a task over the Mediterranean Sea off Syria and Israel. And then also added heavy signals intel happening all around Ukraine, something called Rivet Joint Operations. And one of the latest that's covert intelligence that you can't read basically says Iskander missile transports, erectors, and launch vehicles near Bryansk, Russia, means nuclear weapons are on the move. And so there's a lot of activity. I mean, Russia's not being quiet about this thing. There is an extreme amount of activity in, I don't know if you call it Ukraine if you want to, but you can also call it Eastern Europe.
Yes. Russia's been building this thing up steadily, all the while, of course, denying to have any intentions of doing anything, which, of course, is, I guess, a smart move. Keep everybody guessing. Meanwhile, while everybody's guessing, you keep moving more military stuff into play. And I don't know whether, you know, this part is scripted or not, but we do know from the prophecies that there is a war coming. We have Isaiah 17, we have Daniel 8, we have Ezekiel 38, 39, and probably other wars, and then we have the prophecies of a major exchange with Russia and Europe and England, which decimates a good share of Europe. And obviously it's a nuclear exchange. Now, why would they have a sniffer going up? If could that be, we heard all those reports about Russia sending all their submarines out to sea. And as far as I know, that has never been retracted. And I would guess that most of those submarines are nuclear equipped. Have you heard any more about that? And I also know they've... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, no, I haven't heard any more about that, and you're probably not going to. They are probably already pre-positioned, and I don't expect that that'll change.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we had that one that carries 160 nukes just off the coast of Long Island, I think, is it Long Island Sound it surfaced. And also, I think, off the coast in the Atlantic. And that brings to mind Henry Groover's prophecy, where he said the Lord showed him how they were going to attack America, and nobody here would believe it. So... But anyway, this United States Air Force Special Air Mission is very interesting that they're using it, because that is actually for the president, the vice president, and the presidential cabinet, U.S. congressional delegations, and other high-ranking American and foreign dignitaries. And it is under, it's based at Andrews Air Base in Maryland. So if you have all of these shuttles beginning in earnest, that would indicate you do have some fairly high-level people involved in this. So the question then for all of us is, are we going to war? And it almost sounds like, yes, we are, unless this is a wag-the-dog situation or a false flag situation where we ourselves will detonate a couple of nukes and then blame it on Russia so that we can get our war going. What do you think of that possibility?
Well... I think we've been seeing that possibility for the last 20 years. So,
yeah.
and we call them false flags, and the American people don't have a problem with false flag after false flag after false flag and lies on top of lies. So I don't know that the American people are smart enough anymore to figure out they've been duped. They've been being duped for years, and they never woke up.
They don't want to wake up. It's not that they can't. They just don't want to. They're in denial. And I mean really deep, deep coma denial. They just can't accept what's coming. And you can tell that just by going around your own neighborhood and start telling them about warning them. You'll see the eyes roll. Then you'll see this kind of mask come down over their eyes. And you lost them a long time ago in that conversation, because they just cannot, no matter what the proof is, hear that. And what is, by the way, have you heard any more, switching horses here, about the Canadian truckers? And I've heard that some of them are being arrested and that they've declared a state of emergency, I would think that would only fuel the problem even worse up there in Canada, where they actually have done something.
Well, that's true. I'm getting the same information, especially on Getter. There's a lot of activity being that's being sent out of Canada into the Getter platform, and basically there's a crackdown on them by the police. They're being arrested. The fascist groups have been activated and found the truckers' supply locations where they had water and fuel and food and other things, and destroyed a lot of that. The police are confiscating as much of it as they can. I would assume the American people, the American truckers that are planning on it, had better expect the same treatment. But I wanted to switch gears real quick and bring up something really interesting. There's some admirals and individuals that wrote a book called 2034, and the scenario of this book is, using a lot of intel, that's when they believed that China would attack the U.S. and begin to take what they want around the world. Now, that's 2034. However, this that we see going on today is exactly the same scenario in the book, and it's happening now, 2022. And so there's something happening early. Something's going on early. And by the way, I wanted to mention in the book, ironically, it appears that Putin, who is the ruler in the book, 2034, actually moves his forces and attacks Eastern Europe and takes himself a huge chunk out of Poland. And, you know, he already has Leningrad, that small strip of land. And he also takes the three NATO countries, and he's got the coast, basically. He took a big chunk, and so I don't know how much that fits into what's going on today, but it could be with all the massive forces. And by the way, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on this, there's a lot of intel coming out of Russia that they're moving Russian National Guard troops to Europe's borders. So Putin apparently has a plan that may be bigger than just Ukraine.
Yeah, you wouldn't be calling. I mean, people forget about the logistics and the cost of all this. So you wouldn't be calling these things up unless you're planning something or he believes that he's going to be attacked. And the whole thing is just, it's insane. It's insane. But what do? Humanity goes insane at the end. And the demons come out of the people, and they just maneuver the countries into where we're headed. And I believe it's very, very close at hand. If you take that with the timeline we're on and the Schmitter year we have, I don't know how you can refute what Jesus had to say about, you know, the 80 years of Israel. That's what he said in the Psalms. So we'll find out, I guess, whether it's literal or symbolic. But with all the signs that have been happening, I would say it's literal. And we're heading up. And here's a headline: from Operation Garden Plot to the Phoenix Program and Chaos to Rex 84 to 9/11 to DHS to the U.S. NORTHCOM, the multiple-decade DOD, CIA, DHS plan for perpetual war against dissidents. And, of course, they did not list some of the other ones that are in full operation. So we're in trouble here in America, folks. And keep your eyes up. We just wanted to let you know. We could be at war now, anytime. Last word, Larry.
Yeah, ironically, Standeo posted a headline today that geologists are closely monitoring rising magma in the Three Sisters volcano region, and he's warning that any time we could start seeing things begin to pop off on the West Coast.
Yep, and remember Sandeo, and he said all those volcanoes go off all at once. So, folks, we're heading into some trouble. That's all I can tell you. I hope you've prepared, and anyway, we'll see you on Wednesday for sure. If anything breaks, of course, we'll try and get on, but we can't promise anything. Anyway, good night. Thanks a lot, Larry.